And a new TV show about New York's high-end art world debuts today. It's The Art of More, starring Christian Cook. Cook plays an Iraq War vet named Graham Connor who finds work in a New York auction house. The show's about the mix of dirty money and pristine paintings, and it's also the first shot at a scripted drama by Sony's online streaming service known as Crackle. Here's a clip where Graham Connor tries to win over art collector Samuel Bruckner, played by Dennis Quaid. Quaid's character is loyal to a rival auction house agent, and he tells Connor he's out of his league in the Tony art world.
She grew up in this business. She worked her way up by outsmarting people like you. You've been in this business, what, 6 months?
Nine, and I've already...
She knows all of the big buyers, the PR people, the media. Look, you got balls, but you're going to need more than that if you're going to play with the big boys.
Joining us now is NPR's TV critic, Eric Deggans. Eric, let's start out with the cast. I mentioned Dennis Quaid. There's also Kate Bosworth. The New York Times gave this show a glowing review. Not everyone has been so convinced. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a good, solid series for Crackle. It's not Mad Men or Breaking Bad level great, but it is a sophisticated and well-made series about a world that we don't often see. Now, Kate Bosworth's character is in opposition to the lead character, but she's not necessarily a villain, as we'll discover in subsequent episodes. And there's also a Carrie Elwes, who people may remember from The Princess Bride, who plays sort of a wealthy patron of the lead character, who is this former soldier who has become a specialist in sort of obtaining antiquities that maybe have been purloined by other people and getting them to wealthy folks in the art house circuit.
And we talk about the Dennis Quaid character. I was struck by the idea of anyone has not getting quite enough Donald Trump in their 2016 viewing.
Is that possible?
Dennis Quaid is certainly doing his best impersonation of a Trump-esque character, I would say. Tell us a little bit about this guy.
Well, okay, so Dennis Quaid, number one, is an executive producer on the show. So I think this is an effort by Dennis to sort of lend some of his star power to a show that he's mostly involved in as an executive producer. But he does play this very wealthy character who is going to sign with one of the auction houses that we're becoming familiar with in the show, and he plays it to the hilt. This is a guy who likes his women. He likes his creature comforts. Mm-hmm. He's not shy about showing that he's the biggest dog in the room and one everyone to sort of kiss his ring.
How much does the show get into art itself? I mean, I personally love art. I even considered going to work for an auction house. Is this something where you're going to watch it and you're going to learn about Monet and Matisse? Or is that not what this show is about?
Oh, that's such a nice question. You know, once you've been watching television as long as I have, no, that is not going to happen. Because this show ultimately is about entertainment. People. And I think they're concerned about making the world look interesting and making it look cool. The second episode is centered around the efforts to find out whether or not lyrics to a well-known Who song written by Pete Townsend, whether those lyrics that are about to be auctioned off are authentic or a copy. Huh. So we're going to see references to great artworks. We're not going to learn a whole lot about them. This is essentially trying to balance these soap opera elements of wealth and power and the working class guy trying to make good. It's those kind of themes and not so much the art world stuff itself.
Well, the show definitely has high gloss, high production values. I want to play another clip from Art of More. In this, Connor gets consoled by his mentor while looking at a painting.
The Battle of Alexander of Issus, painted in 1529. It was one of the first great battle paintings using aerial point of view. My dad loved this painting.
You know, most people eventually give up trying to repair themselves. You haven't. I admire that about you.
You know, this is not the first show that has tried to bring the arts to life on television or screen. A show about ballet dancers called Flesh and Bone debuted earlier mm-hmm. this month on Starz. That's gotten pretty good reviews. So what is it about the fine arts community that suddenly now is making for good television?
Yeah, I think you hit on it. You know, this is an area that has not been explored by high-quality dramas. If you think about Crime and Cops, well, you know, we've had The Sopranos, we've had mm-hmm. The Wire. there. But we haven't had a show that looks at behind the scenes in a symphony orchestra the way Mozart in the Jungle does on Amazon, or mm-hmm. behind the scenes in a ballet company the way Stars, Flesh and Bone does. And we certainly haven't seen a series based on this sort of unique tension between the auction houses and the wealthy people. I think it's a strong step forward for Crackle, and I'm excited to see what they'll do next, you know, now that they've gotten this foothold.
Mm-hmm. That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Thank you so much, Eric.
Always a pleasure.